Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Who? Who? Rich. Rich who? Sheban? Rich Sheep? Rich Sheban's with us?
How you doing, buddy?
It's great to hear your voice. Jason, thank you for connecting us. Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, Rich. Welcome back from the bush.
You. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and would you please share with the class what happens every time this year? And I just don't want people to think you just quit and, you know, came back. It was not like that. If you do this every year.
Well, yeah, I do this every year. I typically take a large portion of the fall off, mostly bow season. Rifle season is still going on, but I'm pretty much done hunting. And, you know, it's not just hunting. It's not just fishing. It's getting firewood. It's finishing up, taking care of the garden. It's putting in new compost for my compost pile in the garden. It's taking down my tomato plants that I have strung up. It's putting up log posts, small log posts, so my little greenhouse doesn't cave in from snow. You know, it's a combination of just a lot of things. It's kind of like what the pioneers and homesteaders did before winter showed up. You have to be an ant and not a grasshopper and be prepared for winter, because those of you who are not new listeners, you know I live off-grid. You know I don't have traditional running water, flushing toilet. I live with a wood-cook stove, and I don't have a hot water heater or pressure tank. And I know a lot of you folks are in disbelief, may be new listeners, but it's really not that hard. You just got to prepare a little more. It takes more time, more preparation, more thought, and that's kind of what I do. So that's making a long story short, Vince. How have you been, by the way?
Really well, really well. We've been, we had a tremendous drought, as you know, and we got through it. We were able to buy some hay, and we drove about 1,000 miles all summed to pick up some hay, and some farmers around here have seen our hay storage field where we keep it and where we staged it before we moved it out of sight. And they thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to buy some of that from us? And we don't have enough. So we're about 100,000 pounds short, about a quarter short of what we should be. But it's going to be really close for us. But fortunately, you know, it did start raining. Fortunately, the grass did start growing. We got maybe another week or two of cows grazing on the grass before we had to start feeding hay. So we just made it. I mean, just made it. Rich, I got an email from one of our students, and his name is Ramon. And he had a question that I think you might be able to shed some light on. It's a very simple question. Quote, "Hi, I listen to your show as much as I can, and I have a question for your knowledge bank. I live in northeast Pennsylvania, and we use septics. I was thinking about using my septic system to capture the gas and use it for heating, cooking, etc. Do you have any good way to collect from the risers and use it to cook? Thanks, and have a great day, Ramon." So, Rich, do you have any comments? I have some thoughts. But I think this is the kind
of thing. I've never heard of anybody doing that. I don't know if you can get enough heat to cook. What I would do, you know, if you're cooking indoors with whatever tool you use, I mean, you're heating the inside of your house for the winter. So you're killing multiple birds with one stone by cooking indoors. But, you know, I do want to make one comment about septic and drain fields. You know, here in Montana, you know, things have changed because so many people have moved into the red states, exiting the blue states for obvious reasons. We've talked about that in a lot of detail. So the regulations have changed. Like, for example, you can't do a subdivision unless you have a 60-foot easement. And I know a lot of people who put in homemade, uncertified, unperked septic and drain fields. And back in the day, not that long ago, you know, it would pass through the lenders and the banks for loans. It wouldn't be an issue. Now it's a huge issue. And I know a few people who have homemade, even up to code, homemade septic and drain fields, and they can't sell their property because they don't have the certification like you do on a well or most septics and drain fields ordinarily have, because you have to take a PERC test. Depending on the acreage, if it's like over 20, you don't have to take a PERC test. But if it's under 20 acres, you do. And you know, things are just getting really tight where they're putting in pumps in septic and drain fields now, which takes more electricity. So everything's changing. I wanted to make, since when you said septic and drain field, I wanted to bring that up. As far as heating, you know, you have an odor issue, and I don't know if you have enough BTUs coming out of that septic to, I think there's way better ways to heat and to cook than trying to harvest whatever small BTUs you can get from your septic and drain field. What are your thoughts, Vince?
Okay, so as you all know, that if you look at the roof of any house that has a septic system, or even one that's connected to the city sewer system, you'll see these roof vents, plastic pipes or copper pipes or iron pipes, protruding through the roof about a foot, going straight up. And that is the vent that lets the septic gases escape from your plumbing, your septic system, or the sewer pipe, to go up into the atmosphere. Well, one way to do it if you have a septic system would be to capture that gas right at that vent or below that. But it's dangerous because methane, which is what we're talking about, is explosive. And that's why you'd want to use it for heating, because it burns. But you'd have to pressurize the system, which means that you could kill yourself if you had a leak in your house. So that's not a good idea. But what some people do is they take like a big vessel, like a, oh, maybe a 1,000-gallon tank or a 500-gallon tank, a plastic tank, and they put poop in it, like pig poop, cattle poop, you know, and excrement, add some water, and it just, the bacteria starts doing its work, and methane gas rises. And they capture that, and they use that. That's a way to do it. That's much, much safer. But you're still talking about an explosive gas, period. So I think it's very risky. Those are my thoughts about that. So would I do it? Probably not. Now, I do know that we have a 500-gallon propane tank. Actually, we have several of them. And I can tell you that over the last 3, 4, 5 years, we haven't filled it 3, 4, 5 years. I'm not sure the exact amount, but it's at least 3, maybe 5. And we use it just for one thing, cooking. And I think that 500-gallon tank, which is filled with 400 gallons, because you can only fill them 80% full, you need expansion room, because propane is actually liquid, and liquid doesn't compress worth a darn. So when it expands, it'll blow up the tank. Or it'll release out the overpressure valving system. Bottom line is, we have used so little propane because we just use it for cooking, that I think a tank will last 10 years. Those are my thoughts on that. You mentioned the word PERC test. And PERC is an abbreviation for percolation. So, class, what Rich was talking about is when you put in a septic system, septic systems have a solids tank, and they have a leach field of some kind. So what happens is, when you put, let's say you flush the toilet, everything that's in the contents of the toilet goes down through a 4-inch piece of pipe into a septic tank. The solids settle to the bottom, and the liquids, there's a liquid overflow that's about three quarters of the way up the tank. The liquids just flow out, and they flow into a leach field. And the leach field may be just perforated 4-inch PVC pipe with holes about a half inch in diameter throughout the length of the pipe every, let's say, 12 inches. And the holes are at the bottom of the pipe, and the pipe sits on a bed of gravel. And it's buried about 3 feet or 4 feet in the ground, covered with some tar paper, just over the gravel that surrounds this pipe. So what happens is the liquid goes down, travels down through gravity, through the pipe, goes into the ground for maybe 200 feet, maybe 300 feet. And it travels through the ground, the grass consumes the liquid, and it's fertilizer. Typically, unless you have someone with chemotherapy being treated in your house and is using the toilet. It's like fertilizer. It's moisture. The grass loves it. The moisture travels through the grass and goes up into the atmosphere through the hydrologic cycle. That's a septic system. Now, what Rich is talking about is you can't put them everywhere. Sand would be pretty good. But if you have just pure clay, it's really tough to have the septic system work. So what they do is they dig a hole. And there's specific dimensions for this hole. If you're going to test for percolation, you dig a hole and you pour a specific amount of water in this hole. You dig it with a shovel. And then you time how long it takes for that water to disappear. Maybe 20 minutes. And if it does, good news. You know, you'll pass the perk test. If it doesn't, they'll say, well, this isn't very good. We can't put a septic system here. That's what you're talking about, right, Rich?
That's correct. Look, I would just, if you live in Pennsylvania, if you're even semi-rural, you can just put in a wood stove. We had a cooler than normal November, so basically I cut my log cabin in half with an insulated curtain slash drape, a very heavy curtain that I put right down the middle of the cabin. So basically living on the wood stove side, I use a heck of a lot less wood. I don't have to heat the whole cabin, and it just works. So there's other ways to do it that's a lot safer, especially when you're dealing with it. When you hear the word gas, you have to be really careful. That's why most people, when they plumb even natural gas stoves in, they usually use a professional to do it. So I just think safety is just so important. You know, just like hydrogen gas from your batteries to store your energy, you know. Vince, we had a conversation about this, how I told you how I had it in a separate insulated box inside an insulated shed. And you said you would recommend, just for safety, even in the winter months, to lift up the opening on the insulated box where the batteries sit. So when you're dealing with gas in general, you're always best to be on the safe side. So, Vince, with that said, I have a lot of information I prepared today, information that's going to affect our country and humanity around the world. So when you are ready, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to go through as much information to continue waking up the people as possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Rich, I plan on sitting back, headphones on, mute button pushed, and I plan to listen intently because we're in a lot of trouble, class. There's no question about it. And Rich is going to delineate articles in the public domain that he's researched and for your information. Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Eamon's with us. Rich, all yours.
I thank you, sir, and as I always say, for I don't know how long we've known each other, 11 years, give or take a year, thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right and show respect to over a million fallen heroes who gave their life for our country, never mind the ones who fought and bled for us as well. So that being said, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to concentrate over the next several times I'm on the air. Believe me, I love talking about gardening. I love talking about hunting and fishing. I love talking about off-grid. I love talking about dendrology and nature and all this stuff, but there's so many things that's so more important. My big topics today is going to be election fraud and health care. But for those of you who are new listeners and haven't heard me because I've been out in the bush and getting ready for winter, I concentrate on vetted facts. I do my reading and research for proof and evidence and truth. I'm not into con games. I'm not into seeking fame. I'm not into hoaxes, propaganda, lies. I'm not into any of that stuff. I've turned down television shows. I've turned down from big production companies. I've turned down reality shows, documentaries, but they all wanted to control my narrative, like downgrade prepping and not give ideas and solutions and not teach people skill sets. And I said I wouldn't do it because they wanted me to sell out for fame or money, which I refuse to do. So basically, I'm going to concentrate on those topics and a couple things I want to talk about first. Basically, people not doing their job, not practicing what they preach. What's the short word for that, folks? That's called a scam, okay? And I'm going to start with two things before I go into election fraud. First thing I want to say, and I have the utmost respect for Alex Jones, okay? I'm sure I got everybody's attention. I've bought many of his products. I've basically told many people on many different broadcasts to buy his products. Now, I don't know if he's being set up. I don't know if a government organization infiltrated my phone call. I don't know what's going on. But I contacted this American Tax Solutions that I believe Alex Jones just did a commercial a few seconds before USA Preparers came on. And he had Tyler Bennett on, which is the CEO. I contacted them beginning of August. I'm just going to tell you what happened. In other words, the truth. And I spoke to a representative, and he was very nice, very polite. You know, we had some good conversations. We had some communications back and forth. As soon as I gave him the $500, which he said in 2 weeks, Rich, you're going to get a representative contacting you, and we're going to tell you how much money you can save on your taxes. But he pushed and pushed and pushed and said, we're not going to do anything until you think they want to see your taxes first before they promise you, oh, with the money you made last year, even though I warned him it was all capital gains. And they said, oh, we'll definitely save you a lot of money. So I gave him $500, never heard from them again. They said in 2 weeks they were going to contact me. And this is JonesTaxRelief.com, or the address is American Tax Solutions. And I believe this is Tyler Bennett, the CEO. And Tyler, if you're listening or any of your people are listening, I've been contacted. I've been told to contact customer service. I spoke to a gentleman there. I spoke to a woman from client services. I tried to leave messages with multiple supervisors. No communication at all. Your people said 2 weeks you were going to let me know how much money I was going to save, and we're almost on 4 months. So I am basically dubbing Tyler Bennett and this company, American Tax Solutions or JonesTaxRelief.com, and I feel bad because Alex Jones is promoting this, and I don't know. Again, did an FBI infiltration get in the middle of the phone call and say these things? Who knows these days with today's AI? And you've heard me talk about automation, artificial intelligence, and all this stuff many times. So I'm going to continue to mention this periodically over the next few months because, to me, this outfit seems like a scam. There's no follow-up. There's no communication. They are not practicing what they preach and doing their job.
Joe Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never before seen in the United States. President Trump is reportedly not planning to return to Twitter. The news comes despite his account being restored on Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, what's next?
All right, next, before election fraud, I want to mention one other thing. You know, all this January 6th committee and Liz Cheney was telling all these lies about Donald Trump. Well, when Elon Musk reinstated Donald Trump Twitter just a few days ago, I am reading two posts from 1621, and I'm going to read them just so, God forbid, it doesn't get out of context. This is from Donald Trump. President Trump, the true president, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men, women in blue. Thank you. The next post, same day. Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Now, obviously, we know that that's not the case because the Capitol Police murdered several patriots, shot one, beat the heck out of another. There's absolutely no rule of law in our country right now. But see, that's the problem. Too many people in the aristocracy or their minions, their soldiers, are above the law. Whether it be Hillary Clinton emails, Hunter Biden, look at all the evidence from handguns to crack to business with our enemies. Fauci's gain of function, all these people selling out to the World Economic Forum narratives, governance through intimidation, fear, scams, show trials, setups, cover-ups, witch hunts, lies, Nazi-style tactics across the board, bribes, blackmail. Oh, don't you love donations or campaign contributions and all the money laundering? Our judges in America, and this is basically a bridge to talking about election fraud, aren't doing their job. Basically, our judges, lawyers, and politicians have sold out our country for their own personal benefit, for their own self-interest. And basically, that's what you've heard me talk many times about, the manufacturing of the perception of their self-importance, which is defined as self-interest and self-preservation. They're called traitors. They're called American sellouts. They're always going in the direction of plausible deniability and liability immunity for their associates in the criminal cabal. You know, all this anti-white stuff. Okay, Liz Cheney's white. George Soros is white. Bezos is white. Gates is white. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. If they want to curb any success or anything from white people, which so many of these people are hypocrites like Liz Cheney, when you don't earn your money and you get inheritances and you have nepotism connections. I mean, Liz Cheney started with $7 million net worth. Now she has $44 million, which is a 600% increase. How do you think that happened, folks? This is what happens when you use your daddy. This is why we got to stop standing behind the man who's bigger than good ideas and solutions. And the man could be an government institution, organization, the World Economic Forum, the UN, the central banks. It doesn't matter. Stand behind someone who's willing to be hated for telling the truth, putting their self behind in the background of good ideas and solutions. Ideas where you can be free and make your own choices. That's called free will. Hope and courage stands behind the latter, not behind the man who wants to put themselves in the foreground and pat themselves on the back, especially while they're doing illegal activities. So that being said, I have so much information. I am going to go to election fraud right now, folks. It's very disturbing that our judges, there's no difference between the judge and the janitor today. The only difference is that when you compare the two in a joke, you're insulting the janitors. Janitors have a higher work ethic than today's judges. So here we go. I'm going to start with some election fraud. Greg Phillips, you know Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht from Chew the Vote, they were sent to prison. This is their quote. "We have irrefutable evidence that the entire Pennsylvania voter registration file is living on a server in China. Serial numbers and ballot bundle numbers," unquote. Unquote. I'm going to make a few comments after I mention a few of these articles. Again, this is not Rich making them up. I do my best to read research and vet for authenticity. Okay? Arizona poll watcher says tabulator, quote, tabulator voter suppression issue started in Scottsdale the moment a county technician arrived to perform maintenance. The word maintenance is also in quotes. Tampering, folks. That's the first word from this article. Joe Kent discusses continued random vote tallying drops in Washington days after the election. That's called a scam. I'm not auditioning for a Twilight Zone episode here, folks. These are real articles published in the public domain. And Joe Kent is from Washington, by the way. Here's another article here, and I'm going to try to... And what I do, folks, I take articles and I break them down to bullet points that I can mention quickly. Same thing I do with interviews, which I'm going to get to today when I get into healthcare. So there's a Secretary of State in New Mexico. Her name is Maggie Toulouse Oliver. And you're not going to believe, well, you might believe this. Remember years ago, for those of you who've been listening, I used to say, oh, you're not going to believe this so many times throughout the broadcast. And then I finally gave up and said, well, you're probably going to believe it. With all the corruption, all the manipulation, all the fraud, you're probably going to believe it now. On her website, okay, I got a picture of her website, the New Mexico Secretary of State. Yesterday, when you went to the Secretary of State's website in New Mexico, and this is from a few days ago, you can see that over 17 million people were reported as registered in the state, and that's been showing for days. Are you ready for the punchline here, folks? The problem is that New Mexico only has 2.1 million people living in the state. So almost eight times the amount of citizens in the state. Where do these votes go? There's no... Everything is rigged. Everything is phony. Everything is... It's just unbelievable, people. I mean, when you look at the FTX crypto laundering to help out Dems in the midterms going through Ukraine. And even Mitch McConnell and McCarthy were involved in that. And I'm going to get to that if I have time. Exit polls showing major election fraud. Machines breaking down all over the country for Republicans, especially in Arizona. Machines hacked and manipulated. Going online wireless. Halted counts. Crime spikes on charts. It's truly unbelievable. How come 75% of the people said in our country that we're on the wrong track and there wasn't a red wave? Can you figure that out? Why did it take so long to count? How come there's unexplained no chain of custody all over the country? No proof of authorization. No. And then they do this drop and roll thing, and next to dozens to hundreds of batches had exact ratios. That's what the roll is, giving Dems the lead in so many of these states. How can you have an exact ratio? I'm telling you right now, before I even get close to finishing all these articles, people. Not only should Arizona be not certified, not only should the swing states, which is Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, at the very least, should be non-certified. The whole country needs to re-vote with paper ballots, with watermarks, and you get a certificate of a number. This isn't rocket science. This is second grade stuff here. Let's say Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue go to vote. Okay? And their number, ballot number, I'm just shooting from the hip here, 500 to 504. Okay? Let's say Tom has ballot number 500, and he goes home, he goes online, he sees online via video somebody mentioning his vote with his number, and it's on tape, audio and video. And the watermark authenticates a valid ballot. No more ballot harvesting, no more ballot drops, no more drop-in boxes, no more mail-out ballots. This is a total joke. There is zero, and I mean zero, chain of custody proof that's going on right now. Do you know, I saw an interview with Clint Curtis with Mike Lindell on Mike Lindell's channel, frankspeech.com, double E, frankspeech.com. Please go there. And Clint Curtis is a devout Democrat. He even publicly admitted, which takes a lot of guts to say he admitted and voted for Joe Biden. 20 years ago, he wrote algorithms, totally admitted, where the algorithm could rig the votes 2 decades ago, and he showed how you can do a 51% to 49% what they call the roll. He wrote the original code. And all these people are coming out with all this plausible deniability with machine malfunctions nationwide. Election fraud should be a capital offense. Do you know that the voting machines in Maricopa County were recalled in 2021? Come on, people. We're not this stupid, and we're not that intellectually lazy. We have to do something about it. And one thing I forgot to mention about Donald Trump when I talked about that tweet and all the January 6th and Liz Cheney and all the crap that he's getting, I want to remind the nation that he used his dime for all the rallies. He lost over $1 billion in office when he was president. He was gone through multiple show trials. That's costed you, the taxpayer, in the hundreds of millions, if not billions. And all this Russia hoax, it's been proven that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, paid and organized for it. So when you hear all this propaganda, lies, gaslighting, it's the powers that be creating doubt and creating divide and conquer strategy, whether it be Trump, DeSantis, it doesn't matter. We'll be right back. Appreciate you being here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
I thank you, sir. I'm going to have to speed it up a little bit here, folks. So anyway, we have to realize that the Democrat Party, along with a pretty large handful of rhinos, are crooks. They're just crooks. And they psychologically profile who are willing to sell out their country for their own personal gain to help them out in this criminal cabal. The Democrat Party and the rhinos, Republicans, are parties of division, fear-mongering, mandates, lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job based on what group you're in, like what gender you identify, what skin pigmentation, what sexual orientation, what religion. It better not be Christian. They're the party of open borders. They're the party of election fraud. They're the party of pedophilia, genital mutilation, drug, drag queens, 350, 500, I don't know, genders, crime, inflation, communism, poison, toxic drugs, and food. And we're going to get to that. Rigged elections, no freedom, no liberty of law, no future for your kids, but an authoritarian, tyrannical dictatorship. And this is why they're always pushing a different tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. So they have divide and conquer strategies. It goes along with their deceptions, their distractions, their dumbing down of the American people. So here's the next article. I got to stop going into tangents. I love giving details, but I'm always prepared with so much information I don't have time. This is out of New York, folks. Her name is Diane Saar. She was running for U.S. Senate. The night before, she had 55,000 votes, and by the next morning, she was less 30,000 votes. I'm looking at a snapshot of her votes right now. She ran against a Republican, she was an independent, and Charles Chuck Schumer. What do you think those votes went? Is it a mystery, folks? Doesn't sound another impossibility. You're going to love this, folks. If you haven't had coffee yet, I suggest you sit down so I don't give you a heart attack. If you've gone through second grade math, that is, despite only 17% Democrat turnout on Election Day, 17% Democrat turnout on Election Day, okay? I'm not being condescending by repeating this because you're not going to believe it. Katie Hobbs and the Democrats are winning over 50% of Maricopa County elections on the day of it, looking at the totals, with only a 17% Democrat turnout. This is a fraud. This is a hoax. This is a scam. Nobody's doing their job. Nobody's practicing what they preach. This is the biggest joke in American history, folks. The judges and lawyers are not doing their jobs. 90% of our judges are bought and paid for. They've sold you out. And if you don't think, you know, when you're paying for all these bills, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine, all buying all these machines that don't work, all the machines, all the electronics need to go. All this stuff needs to go. It's just simple paper ballots with people bringing an ID that they're proof, they can prove that they're a citizen. And in the meantime, everything is going up in price for you. And real wages have been down for over 18 months in this country, probably close to 19 or 20 months. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, folks, is I got to speed things up because I am definitely not going to get through this stuff. And there's just so much evidence of election fraud, voter fraud, foreign interference. It's just mind-boggling. Even in 2020 in Montana, we had fraud. We have over 600,000 legit voters in Montana. Do you know that over, and this is breaking news on Mike Lindell's station, there's over 120,000 invalid votes in Montana. 56,000 were stolen votes. Our election should not have been certified. Do you hear that? We still use ES&S machines. Think about this. 10 counties in Montana actually hand count. Why can't the rest of us do it? We can do it in hours. Do you know that they did a test and they broke seals? And they say they broke it because it was adjusted for altitude? Think about this. We have counties accepting illegal money for elections. Illegal votes with no signature match with an envelope. We have Missoula County who was caught cheating 7%. This is Montana, people. We have to get rid of the machines. All electronics, all connections to the internet, all ballot drops, all ballot harvesting, all mail-in votes. Do you know that 90% of the 2020 election mail-in votes of the military went to Joe Biden? Do you believe that? Please, if you do, send me a check. I'm going to send you a bridge. We'll be right back, folks. We appreciate you being here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.